Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to continue in our study on the subject of faith. Specifically, I want to talk with you this week about having a faith to overcome. We live in a world where we are faced with so many pressures of life, and yet Jesus has not left us helpless in this world, but instead he has given to us a faith to overcome. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, we find these words, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith." What is faith? Faith, as we are speaking about it this week, is an unshakable trust and confidence in God, His Word, and His character that overcomes any and every obstacle we may face in this world. In John 16, verse 3, Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The word tribulation found in that verse means pressure or trouble. You could read the verse this way: "In this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." Or you could say, "In this world you'll have pressures of life, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." This is the promise that Jesus gave to his followers. The word "overcome" there means got the victory, or subdued, or conquered, or prevailed. You could say that Jesus was saying, "I have gotten the victory over the world," or "I have subdued the world, I've conquered the world, I've prevailed over the world." But why should we take encouragement from Jesus' statement that he had overcome the world? We should be encouraged for this very reason. In 1 John 4, verse 17, we find these powerful words of promise. It says, "As he is, so are we in this world." This scripture tells us that just as Jesus is, so are we in this world. The Message translation reads this way: "Our standing in the world is identical with Christ's." That's a powerful statement. Our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. What is Christ's standing in the world right now? Christ's standing is this: he's overcome the world. He is seated at the right hand of God. And we are told by the words of Scripture that we are seated in heavenly places with him. So our standing in the world is identical with Christ's. As he is, so are we in this world. But why is it that so many Christians today are not living as if their standing in the world is identical with Christ's? They do not appear in any way to be overcomers, but rather they seem very overcome by the world, overcome by difficulty and trouble and pressures of life. The reason is very simple. Every single promise of God that we find in the Word of God must be taken by faith. We have to apprehend what God has promised to us by faith. The things that are promised in the Word of God to believers do not simply fall into their life without any effort on the part of the believer. The believer must exercise faith or belief in God's Word. Faith to overcome starts with choosing to believe God. It starts with choosing to believe God's promises, God's Word, or you could call it God's report. In Isaiah 53:1, the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Isaiah, ask this rhetorical question: who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? What report was he talking about? The report in Isaiah 53, if you read through the entire chapter, is the report of the work of Christ on the cross. It was the description of the Messiah and everything that he would accomplish on that cross. It spoke of his death. It spoke of him bearing sin, sickness, disease on his own body. It spoke of him bearing our griefs and our sorrows, of being wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. And yet the prophet says, who has believed our report? This same question is being asked by God today. Who has believed our report? Or you could say it this way: will you believe the report of the Lord over the report of the world, or the report of the devil, or the report of your own flesh or your own logic when it comes to the pressures of life? As a Christian, when you are faced with trouble or pressures of life, this very tribulation that Jesus referred to in John 16:3, you are faced with this question: will you believe the report of the Lord? And the report of the Lord is very simple, that Jesus bore on his body on that tree every single sorrow, grief, difficulty, sin, iniquity, trouble, pressure of life that would ever face a human being that walked on this earth. And that by faith in his work on that cross, every believer could be an overcomer in this life, could be a victor in this life, could be indeed just as 1 John 4:17 teaches us, as he is, so are we in this world. But faith to overcome begins with choosing to believe God's report beyond our own natural understanding, our own natural logic or reasoning. And this is the issue that so often stumbles even believers, even those who have been born again, is their very own natural reason or logic. Many Christians that I have met, when they are faced with troubles in life, difficulties, pressures, even tragedies that perhaps have come along in their family or upon their path in life, begin to question the goodness of God. The Lord says, whose report will you believe? The Word of God tells us that God is love, that God is good, that God is holy, and God is just, that he loves his children, that he'll intervene on your behalf, that he'll extend his protection to you. But all of these promises are apprehended only by faith and trust in God, his character, and his Word. In Proverbs 3, verse 5, we find this admonition: trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This is where so many people stumble. They want to trust God, but they start to use their own understanding when they are faced with difficulty. And they say, how could a good God allow such a thing? How could a good God allow this to happen in my life? When you begin to go down that path of doubt and unbelief about the goodness of God, you have stepped outside of the realm of faith. And you absolutely have to stay in faith in order to overcome the world. Because 1 John 5:4 tells us, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. But Satan wars against every single believer in this area of faith. Satan wants to tell you that you ought to question the goodness of God. You ought to question the motive of God. You ought to question whether God really loves you, and perhaps he's even partial to some people, better to some than to others. All of those things are lies that the enemy will attempt to work against your mind so that you enter into that land of unbelief. and that is a place of grave danger to your faith. God fully intended for you to be an overcomer in this life. What needs to be overcome in our lives? So many things. Failure needs to be overcome by our faith. Sorrow and grief that you may have faced and may be trying to take you down needs to be overcome by faith in God and His goodness. Brokenheartedness needs to be overcome by faith. We have a promise in the Word that God came to heal the brokenhearted. But if you will not accept that promise by faith, you will remain a brokenhearted person even though you may be born again and will go to heaven when you die. But God didn't intend for you to live a life of brokenheartedness. He died for that. He wants you to accept what Jesus did on the cross for every single area of your life. Temptation must be overcome by faith. Financial pressures of life must be overcome by faith. Family trouble must be overcome by faith. Difficulties at work and troubles at school, all of those things must be overcome by faith. But faith to overcome starts with choosing to believe God, His Word, His character, above and beyond our natural understanding of situations or the natural appearance of things, and beyond our reason and our logic. God wants you to be an overcomer. He died that you might be one in this world, but we must start by choosing to believe the report of the Lord. Tomorrow we'll continue with this study on faith to overcome. Be with us again and have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.